I have just this second pressed enter and sent across to Harvard University my final speech for their online rhetoric course. And that speech, which I've called The Curse of the Word, I'm going to read to you right now. I haven't learnt this off by heart. I've literally just pressed send. I'm going to learn it off by heart, but I'm so excited that I've actually completed the course and that I've got so much new knowledge. I want to just share what I've written because it's also relatable to this channel, right? I'm likening words to spells and that they can affect the world physically, not just, you know, through thoughts and ideas. So here it goes, just reading off the page, nothing too special, but I thought I'd just send you a video and maybe you like it, maybe you enjoy it, maybe you get something from it. I've had previous versions of the same idea, but I've now had a chance to write it more thoroughly and think through and find more ways to produce the argument that might have evidence backing it up, also using rhetorical devices and whatnot. But anyway, here it is, The Curse of the Word. If the pen be mightier than the sword, then the tongue reigns supreme at the pinnacle of power. Words, the weapon of choice for political leaders, teachers, preachers, and other public speakers, carry more than the weight of their meaning. Speech is the bridge between desire and deed and shapes our world, not only through the expression of ideas, but also physically. These simple articulated vibrations of sound can move bodies, organize people, inflame crowds, soothe grief, incite violence, and restore calm. Like a mystical alchemy, successful storytellers have long transmuted relationships between tribes and families by conjuring thoughts into speech. Verbal communication, then, is a magic of sorts, and we cast spells with each phrase uttered. But casting a spell should not be dismissed as mere witchcraft, nor else should it be deemed as unattainable. Instead, the words we vocalize should be considered and used with great care. So let us consider the genesis of this great power. The word spell once meant story or discourse, deliberate speech shaped with intention. So casting a spell was never only the territory of the dark arts. It is, by definition, words spoken with intent. Intention drives action, not only towards others, but also to relieve us of emotional weight. Take therapy, prayer, or confession, for example. The release of words to lighten our burden. Our secrets, our shame, discomfort, or pain, and the words we dare not, outside of privacy, exclaim. We let go. We let it out. We take the weight off, unburden ourselves. We lighten the load. This is not just theory. These physical descriptions of weight and pressure are born from their effect on our physiology. Studies show that putting feelings into words helps people process negative emotions more effectively. Known as effective labeling, it activates the brain's control systems and helps us regain balance. When we adopt a more positive perspective on our environment, we improve not only our mental health, but also our physical well-being. The two are not separate. But not all of us manage this release. Unable to communicate effectively, many of us suppress our feelings, our thoughts, and our intentions, endangering our health in the process. Those who shut down these senses can become hardened, solid, immovable, tense. People bury their scars so deeply that they forget. But the body pays for it. Our health suffers. And as Dutch psychiatrist Bessel van der Kolk wrote, the body keeps the score. Our body is the instrument which our words must travel. We need only step into a theatre or an opera house to be moved physically, emotionally, and psychologically by the brilliance and sheer force of the human voice. Belief systems are learned through emotional experience, but understood through language. Words don't just describe reality. They create it. They shape it. They reinforce it. You may argue this is only metaphor. But can we not measure sound, speech and brain frequencies? Can we not observe the cause and effect of words on ourselves and each other? Our unconscious mind, our neuroplasticity, can shift our internal state in a moment and, over time, reshape the neural pathways that govern how we think, feel, and act. But you know, you have seen it in action. We have all witnessed how politicians use rhetoric to signify one thing, but deep down we know. We somehow feel that their intentions are less noble than what they portray. If rhetoric is the art of great word choice, then speech itself is the paint, and culture its canvas. So choose your words wisely. Cast spells that uplift from harm toward healing. Let us all make that shift. Now, this battery ran out halfway through. It's probably going to run out again because I just charged it enough to get to the end. That was my speech that I've submitted now. Of course, I've kept it relevant to the work that I do here. Please leave your comments. Let me know what you think of it. I'm going to learn it and come back and do it properly for you another day. And we can maybe put these two together. Me having not learned it and then me having learned it. And then I can go through the process of how I learned it. And we can talk about that. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Great. Lovely. See you later. Bye.